So nice to be back with you again on the Virtual Light broadcast. Here we go. I have a lot that I want to talk about today. So currently,
what are we seeing
playing out? We are starting to see more and more and more of this feminine elder energy, this wisdom, this peaceful, powerful energy that stands up and claims itself, right? We are misrepresenting that at times when we are saying what they are demanding, what they want, what women are standing for. What is truly happening is they're claiming themselves. And that is extraordinarily powerful. So let's break that down a little bit. Right now we're watching women. All the world is watching the people of Belarus, but it started particularly with women coming together in large groups after they had been threatened not to protest. We had seen people interviewed, terrified, under force, saying that they weren't going to protest and they were going to go home. We saw the opposition of the dictator flee for her life under death threats to her family and her children. And yet we saw these women take to the street. And they were symbolic. They were wearing white and carrying red flowers. And what that means, it's not only their flag. Belarus has two flags. If you look that up, there is a red and green and white flag, which is their sovereign flag of the dictatorship, of the government. It's used at any of the official meetings and business and televised reports from the dictator, announcements and such. But red and white is the flag of the people. Red and white is the flag of the people of Belarus who come together for social events, the Olympics, for example. It's red and white. So carrying red flowers, wearing all white, was also an act of protest. It was an act of defiance to the dictator who was threatening. Yeah. White is also, of course, the light and the purity. And red signifies the bloodshed, right? Of battle, of birth, of death, and of rebirth, that sacred triad we are constantly in as humans reincarnating. Underneath that, these women are banding together, demanding equality. This is also happening in the Middle East. In fact, highly influential women in the Middle East are being murdered for speaking out against the patriarchy, the regime, the current laws and rules. They are demanding more equality for women. An interesting thing happens when women come together. Hidden in plain sight. I talk about that a lot, right? For every situation that we call a human experience, there is a polar opposite soul expansion that is occurring as well. There is that potential every time we see some form of change or unrest or massive shift in a different direction, demanding, standing. And when that occurs, women, when we come together, because we are governed by that lunar energy, right? The feminine energy is lunar energy. It's fluid. There is no crack or crevice that it cannot reach. And it multiplies, right? Water expands. A river feeds into an ocean and so forth. When women come together and those rivers become oceans, our bodies even sync up together, right? They recognize the other she-wolves. We naturally sync up together. And there is a threat in that that has been covered and controlled for hundreds of years, longer, for centuries. Centuries. Going back to the times of Julius Caesar, in my research, Julius Caesar started to write about the Druids when Rome was traveling the earth, reaching old Celtic lands, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Celtic lands were actually quite vast. They reached far and wide. It wasn't just Ireland as we think of it today, or just Scotland. At the time of Julius Caesar, his scribes began to write about the Druids. And they wrote that the men were extraordinarily powerful. They were connected to the elements and knew how to use the elements. They were wise, they were scholars, and they were warriors. And in one text, I found that a scribe wrote about the female elders, the female druids, and that they were every bit as equal to their male counterparts in skill and in wisdom. And they were never written about again. After that, there are texts about the conversion of the male druids. They had a choice to convert to Christianity or they were put to death. And that is what eventually ended all of the texts of the Druids and of that way of life, that natural way of life with the earth as our partner and our allies. Being able to work with the elements, to take symbols from nature, to commune with the other world, and to receive our own guidance, that was made extinct. No one knows what happened to the feminine elders. They're not even written about. They are wiped out from history. Many people, and I wrote a whole article about this if you're interested, called The Feminine Elders on my website. Many historians suspect that they disappeared quietly into the woods and continued to live their way of life for hundreds of years until they were hunted once again. And that was the Salem witch trials. Many historians believe that women who are skilled, passed down through generations in their family, in herb lore and natural medicines, in childbirth, that represented this wisdom and knowledge and were healers and teachers in their communities, were what became known as witches, and were then hunted and put to death. So you see, there is a threat to the patriarchy when women claim their knowledge and their wisdom and their connection, right? There is a deep threat to the way that society has been set up, because it has not been an equal playing ground for women. Now, women aren't paid the same rate that men are. And women of color or minority are paid even less than white women. The woman who is youthful is what's coveted, right? We don't age. We're not supposed to age. We're not supposed to wrinkle. We're not supposed to let our gray hair come in. We're never supposed to what? Become wise, become powerful. Those maiden, the youth, mother, the teacher, and elder. We've even used the word crone to a negative, and it was never intended to be so. Crone meant wise elder. That's the woman who you would seek out her counsel. She would help you figure out what to do next. If you were stuck, if you were unsure, if you needed guidance, you went to the elders. That was their job. They were revered in their communities. But we've turned that into meaning old, hag, washed up, used. It doesn't mean any of those things. That's what it's been spun into. Why? To keep you away from claiming your power. So we're seeing women all around the world step back into, tuning into this wisdom and power and knowledge. And they are banding together and their cells are oscillating at the same frequency and it is multiplying. And it's a force to be reckoned with. And I'm not talking about the human protests. Yes, we're witnessing that, but on the spiritual side, right? The soul conversation of this, the polar opposite of this is extraordinary. And it's powerful, and it's changing everything. Women are claiming their right to themselves and their own bodies and their wisdom. We have been raised to be cut off from the other world and to seek guidance from men in religious positions who would guide us and tell us what to do. Well, that's a polite way for saying the word control, isn't it? So the world is beginning to shift. And if we listen to what's being projected upon us, we're supposed to be afraid of that. It's supposed to be a negative. It's supposed to be chaotic. Even the earth herself, feminine energy, is claiming herself back from the restrictions and the control. It's interesting, isn't it? How much time do we spend considering the spiritual lessons involved in what's taking place on the planet? Or are we really glued to the stories the television is telling us? Because there is so much more going on underneath that's extraordinary. And you have to decide, as every woman and every man with feminine energy running through you, where you position yourself and what that means for you. What spiritual gifts are you embracing from this? What are you learning? This is a call to action, whether that be going out in the streets, whether that be changing and learning, whether that be becoming more of an ally to others. I myself have been trying to learn so much about that. In fact, I went through a very long process of changing everything on my website. All of my classes no longer have white women frolicking through the fields. It's amazing how hidden in plain sight it is. So I've changed all my logos to be of black and white photography and of nature themes, because to me that felt right. We are all shadow and light, and we are all allies of nature and of one another. So there will be different representation. So there's those kinds of things. Those are human aspects. But from a soul level, are you claiming your spiritual gifts? What if I told you that what you came here to explore is being catalyzed right now through this, right? We learn through chaos. When everything is perfect, when everything is lovely and fun, we tend to sit back and enjoy it, right? Shouldn't we? Of course. So it doesn't catalyze us to go deeper, to want more, to look for something. That only happens when there's a certain element of chaos. So here we are. But are you considering personally and collectively what this means? What are you claiming within you? Especially if you are a woman, what are you claiming? Do you remember? Let's do something for a second here. Just close your eyes. Let's go back. Just let your mind travel. Just follow your mind right now as it follows my words to a memory that you had when you were a child. Just a random memory. And I want you to focus in on one thing only. What element was predominant in the memory that you are seeing right now? Was it air? Was it fire? Was it earth? Or was it water? You can come back and open your eyes. If you were able to see something, that's a clue. When we were disconnected from our connection with nature, we also were disconnected from our understanding of our spiritual gifts, right? We stopped telling stories historically down the line in our families, and we started learning from just the way that society was set up, from school and our teachers, from religion and so forth. We've learned a lot from that. I'm not judging any religion whatsoever. I learned a great deal about morals and behavior and truth and integrity and such being raised a Catholic, until it wasn't a fit for me anymore and I saw things that were very questionable that I didn't understand as I became a teenager, and my questions were not welcome. So we start our own quest, right? At that point, that's when I started studying different religions of the world. So in your vision, which element was predominant? Now here's why. each of them represent something extraordinary that had you been schooled in the otherworldly ways as well as the human ways, you would start tapping into something that only you govern for yourself, and you would begin to claim that. And I just want you to consider for a minute that as we are being catalyzed by the chaos that's happening around the planet, it is also a call for you to claim the spiritual gifts that are yours. And they are changing, right? As this path forward changes through this grand awakening, what is awakening? It is people claiming their connection, right? Claiming their wisdom, claiming their elder within them. And sometimes the path back is hidden in plain sight, and it's directly in front of you. And it's predominantly showing up in your dreams. In fact, I'm about to start recording a class that's all about the levels of dreams that we go into and the initiations we take in those dreams. But the elements represent things like air. If air was your element, then you are someone who has a higher vision. You are likely more prone to channeling, to otherworldly travel. What are you doing in your human representation that honors that? How are you merging that spiritual polarity into your everyday life? Have you lost your job? Are things changing? Do you want to look at a new way of being? Studying that element and what that represents and beginning to claim that for yourself may be part of the puzzle on your path forward. You see what I'm trying to connect here? There is a lot to claim inside, but we have to start to put the roadmap together, right? If Earth was your predominant, then you are someone who's very grounded, someone who's very connected, someone who is organized and logical in your thinking. You make an extraordinary business partner to someone who's air. Now, these are not astrological. You may have that. You may have both at syncing up at the same time, but I'm not talking about what sign you were born under. I'm talking about something within you that you just are. It's part of your spiritual gift. And if you can connect that to which element that falls under, you can start to open up those spiritual gifts faster. Fire. Fire is action. Fire is impatient. Fire is, I have to do this. Everything in me says that's it. You are someone who immediately takes action on things. What if your action was in service to the spiritual story of what's taking place versus the human reaction action? And water. Water is fluid. Water is quiet. Water is empathic, right? Water is feminine. Water is soft. But water is an influencer. Water is someone that is able to work with others, see their gifts, bring them together, and expand, right? You talk about the women that are coming together in higher numbers. You talk about the changes going forward. You talk about right now, I won't get into the elections, but there is a mighty, mighty, mighty powerful lady coming up for VP. You look at the element of water as the ability to circle the family and bring it together. So if you have dreams when you were a child that was predominantly about one element more than another, it's time to revisit what that means. If you are dreaming now, these things mean something, and they are your team talking to you about the path forward. So there is so much to explore there. And I am out of time. I'm just going to drop it like that. I am out of time. I'm just kidding. We'll continue this next month, but I want you to consider, are you claiming the elder within you? Are you claiming the spiritual gifts that you have? Do you know what they are? And if you don't, how are you starting to investigate them? What element draws you more than the others? We all have a bit of each of them within us, but one is your guiding North Star, and your gifts are attributes underneath that element. Which one is it for you? Start to work with that and see how that brings you forward with your connections with others. The world's a changing place. That doesn't have to be scary. I understand that some of us are going through a lot. I'm not belittling that process. But always remember that to the human experience is a soul expansion. And we need to spend equal, if not more, time understanding that spiritual expansion, because you and your creation process can be a projection of the spiritual understanding of it or of the human reaction to it. And that choice is always yours. And that determines whether you like what you're living or do not like what you're living. You have all of that power. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to investigate it. Don't be afraid to look into just how powerful you are and begin to claim it. Begin that process. And we'll see you again next month. Back to you in the studio, and have a wonderful rest of your month, rest of the show, and the fall equinox is coming up next month. That's going to be very important. How you position yourself right now going into the fall equinox is going to set you up for this, the winter solstice in December. So we're coming into some very powerful times. Until next time, bye for now.
Yes, you will see much more of Meg coming up. She also does her own courses. Just go to megadamson.net, and she does some incredible private sessions as well. We'll be back in just a couple moments with the final channel from the group. A spa for everybody.